This poem is entitled "Deictic," which is a word that has to do with showing. So it's about sort of indicating and showing things. And it takes place at the Piraeus Archaeological Museum. Dear A, even before the virus, these were nearly empty galleries. But now we have these cluttered shelves and halls of statues to ourselves. Stickers on the floor in Greek tell us, watch your apostasies, mind your distance, so to speak. But since the guards outnumber us, there is no nearness we need fear, no tourists herded from a bus. Here on the coast is clear. We follow arrows on the floor and shoulder open the glass door. First, there's the cargo from a storm-sunk ship destined for Italy to decorate some temple there or private villa. Here's a frieze of graceful dying Amazons, as if but dancing into death, short skirts aflutter at their knees. And here's colossal Hadrian's armed torso, huge head. Now we see Balbinus with his marble stare, emperor for a 3-month term, lathed by wave and drilled by worm. Up a flight of steps we pass. One way, floor stickers say, be smart. Here an Apollo, sea green bronze, stands archaically and stiff, near goddesses with eyes of glass and an emasculated Herm. In the next gallery, a mass of grave goods from life's everyday, needles, mirrors, combs, as if dropped into stillness after play, small children's toys. Shard of a pot on which a practiced alphabet breaks off before Omega moans, and here a game of knuckle bones. Here is the poet's grave, the harp's triangulation, flats and sharps, its brittle dark hypotenuse. Here are the measurements of man, the cubit, foot, the palm, the span, carb standards in the marketplace to keep those honest who would cheat. Inscription on the price of meat, of offal, tripe, brain, liver, lung. All grave markers, this room. We start with these two hoplites. Brothers? Young. One looks just past us, one afar. They're eager for adventure, war with cloak and sandals, shield and sword. My son, now close to their age, bored, sinks on a bench, tired of all this. The world's contagious, after all. His eyes roll at the actor, task long done, who gazes on his mask of tragedy from Salamis as we adjust our own, our breath hot on our faces. And I turn, a rusted sword bent round an urn, to take one last glance at the wall and see a girl, her dress hung loose, regarding her rigid, lifeless doll, and mourned by her pet goose.